AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. As the Trump administration's latest immigration operation ramps up in Minnesota, an ICE officer has killed a Minneapolis driver. Director of Homeland Security Kristi Noem characterizing the incident this way.
It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened was our ICE officers were out in an enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle.
We've dreaded this moment since the early stages of this ICE presence in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says the officer acted recklessly.
What they are doing is not to provide safety in America. What they are doing is causing chaos and distrust. They're ripping families apart. They're sowing chaos on our streets. And in this case, quite literally killing people.
U.S. forces have seized two sanctioned tankers, one in the North Atlantic, the other in the Caribbean, enforcing an existing oil embargo on Venezuela. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
One of those ships that were seized that had oil in the Caribbean, you know what the interim authorities are asking for in Venezuela? They want that oil that was seized to be part of this deal. They understand that the only way they can move oil and generate revenue and not have economic collapse is if they cooperate and work with the United States, and that's what we see are going to happen.
In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is calling for a special session of the legislature to redraw congressional districts. And Hai Panjwani reports the Trump administration is giving Iowa more power to decide how it spends federal education money.
English learners, after-school programs, and academic enrichment will be pooled into a single pot.
Wall Street cooled, the S&P and the Dow slipping from yesterday's record highs, but the Nasdaq rose 0.2%. And all six New England states are under National Weather Service winter weather advisories. This is AP News. New dietary guidelines.
Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says avoid food that is highly processed.
My message is clear. Eat real food.
The 2025-2030 U.S. Dietary Guidelines for Americans offers updated recommendations for a healthy diet and provide the foundation for federal nutrition programs and policies.
Added sugars, especially sugar-sweetened beverages, drive metabolic disease. And today our government declares war on added sugar. Highly processed foods loaded with additives, added sugar, and excess salt damage health and should be avoided.
The new document is just 10 pages, upholding Kennedy's pledge to create a simple, understandable guideline. It will have the most profound effect on the federally funded National School Lunch Program, which feeds nearly 30 million children on a typical school day. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.